It's here and now. You don't hear a lot about Borneo, even though it is the third largest island in the world. Its land is divided among three countries, Indonesia, Brunei, and Malaysia. And it's the Malaysian part of Borneo that has an Oakland, California-based group called the Borneo Project very concerned. The government is planning to build a dozen hydroelectric dams there, which puts some of the world's oldest rainforests at risk and would displace thousands of people. Joining us now is Brihanala Morgan, the director of the Borneo Project based in Oakland. And Brihanala, first tell us about these dams.
The Malaysian government is currently planning on building 12 dams in some of the most intact remaining rainforests on the island. And they're saying they want to build these dams because it'll lead to more money, it'll lead to more development for the island. But what we're seeing there is that that's not actually the case. There's already three dams that have been built. And even with those dams, they're not actually being able to sell the power. And the communities that are living right next to those dams aren't actually getting any of it and are still relying on fuel wood and other sort of forms of traditional power.
And many people who live in the areas have had to be displaced by this. They are the ones protesting, many of them the indigenous people of the area. Tell us about them.
There are over 200 unique indigenous communities that are found in Borneo. They speak mutually unintelligible languages and have just incredibly diverse traditions and customs. And most of them live in the middle of the island where these dams are being put in. So right now we have had over 10,000 people that have been displaced from dams, from the pre-existing dams. And the next dam they want to put in is going to displace over 20,000 more indigenous people.
But they are given money, right, when they move?
Well, they're given a very small amount of money. So what happens is that communities are taken away from their villages where they have access to their traditional livelihood. So places where they have land that they can farm, they have rivers where they can fish, they have forest where they can hunt, which is pretty much the way that they have been sustaining themselves for generations upon generations. What happens is that they're given, on average so far, it's been about US $3,000, and they're given a couple of hectares of land. And which they are told, ostensibly, they're going to be able to farm. But what we found is some of the land communities are given is so rocky that they're just unable to farm it. Or it already has palm oil plantations on it. And they're asked to share crop the palm oil plantations for larger palm oil companies, none of which leads to long-term sustainable livelihoods, let alone an improvement on the quality of life for these communities.
The government obviously takes a very different position than you do, saying that this is the renewable energy corridor, that these dams are going to provide renewable power, and that if they are all built, this state of Malaysian Borneo will become the richest state, and the GDP will be increased by 5 times in the next 17 years.
Yep, they are very good at using the language of renewability and sustainability. But what we've seen is that the money that they're getting from the dams that exist and from the palm oil plantations and the other components of this renewable energy corridor are going to the people that are already in power. So on average, sure, it may lead to an increase in GDP, but the reality of the situation is that that money is going to the people that are already in power.
How much of the need for this electricity is coming from China, an expanding China whose economy is rapidly growing?
It's a really good question. When the Malaysian government talks about their plans for why they need these 12 new dams, a lot of what they're talking about is attracting investment from China. Now, none of this investment has committed yet, and there are no contracts that anyone has seen. But one of the conversations that I've had is about China actually sending some of their dirtiest industries, aluminum smelting, mining industries, to Borneo and using the power from these dams to refine these different metals. Now, whether or not this is going to happen is unclear. A lot of this depends on China's own energy sources, whether or not China is able to produce the energy for themselves. It's obviously more expensive for them to move these industries thousands upon thousands of miles away. And even more importantly, it is unclear what benefit any of that's going to have for Malaysia as a country, or in particular for the folks that actually live on the land.
I'm sure it's not easy to convince people in this country, with all of the other things that they have to worry about, that they should care about indigenous people being booted off their land in Borneo or rainforests being flooded because of dams being built. Why should Americans care about this?
It's a really good question. With all of the issues that affect us every day, it's hard sometimes to think about why something so far away is where we should put our time and energy. But what I encourage folks to think about is the incredibly interconnectedness of our planet, the fact that the rainforests of Borneo are a fundamental part of our fight against climate change. I also encourage folks to think about the fundamental human rights issues at stake. Like, do we want to live in a world where communities are booted off their land, they are forced into poverty in order to make a source of power that is going to be unsustainable and is going to lead to increased climate change? And also to think about the incredible biodiversity that's going to be lost. There are over 200 different endemic species that are found of just of mammals in Borneo, including animals that people are really connected to, like the orangutan. That's what I encourage folks to think about when thinking about why these issues impact them.
Brihanna LaMorgan is the director of the Borneo Project, which is based in Oakland, California. Brihanna, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.